Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. The Reuters headline tells the story. Venezuela is prepared for U.S. sanctions on oil. The backstory here is so vast, I'll go right to the point right now. There is an election pending in Venezuela this year. Venezuela is a failed state under a dictator called Maduro. However, there is a candidate, Ms. Machado, who is, represents the opposition. Standing for the presidency would be one way to challenge Maduro. That's been ruled out by a court, a Supreme Court, or the equivalent in Caracas. And now the U.S., having talked about lifting some sanctions, there's a lot of caveats here, is now thinking of reimposing sanctions. Venezuela is claiming it's ready for it, although this will cut into the revenue stream that's promised. We have the Guyana matter as well. Professor, I can't unpack all of this. It's not surprising that the U.S. is going to move against Maduro. He does not seem fazed by it. Is that correct?
This is a story about two things. It's a story about really an entrenched leftist populist dictatorship, and it's a story about the ability of the United States through diplomacy and negotiations to change things and how the U.S. can and should bring pressure. And so, as you alluded to, really since Hugo Chavez came to power in 1999, the leftist, the Chavistas progressively took control over the economy of state institutions, of oil production, et cetera, et cetera, that continued with Nicolas Maduro after Hugo Chavez's death, and really got to the point where you have such domination of institutions, elections have become rigged, public spaces have been non-existent. You had a period during, of course, the Trump administration when the fraudulent 2018 elections led under the Venezuelan Constitution to the member of the opposition who was head of the Congress, Juan Guaido, being recognized as the de jure president, and a period of maximum pressure. The U.S. essentially tried to put as many sanctions on Venezuelan corrupt individuals affiliated with Maduro possible. That did not succeed in bringing about regime change. Essentially, the military, the police, the others have been so deeply involved in corruption, so penetrated by Cuban intelligence that it just was not possible to have change from within. And the opposition did not control the vehicles for change from without. And so the current phase of this drama, after the U.S. maximum pressure campaign, the Biden administration moved to try something new. They said, okay, we have the possibility of these elections coming up, or at least should be coming up in the second half of 2024. So Maduro, if you actually allow the opposition to put up a viable candidate, if you actually allow conditions where the elections could look something free and fair, then all of these sanctions that you want off, we will take off. And so really from late 2022, the U.S. began essentially eliminating different types of sanctions. They gave a license to Chevron to start pumping out some of its oil, to Repsol and Eni to start pumping out some of its oil. The big recent step was with the Venezuelan primary of the opposition coming up last October. They basically said, okay, well, if you let this go through, we will in advance basically do a broad elimination of sanctions, something called General License 44, which means that you can sell your oil, you can do mining. And so the U.S. did its part. It broadly lifted sanctions, and immediately those oil companies from around the world began buying Venezuelan oil on the markets. They They began negotiating new deals, etc. That was a huge revenue increase to Maduro in a way of saying, hey, look, we held out against the Trump maximum pressure. We won. Unfortunately, the flip side of that was that they did not meet their commitments under the agreements which were achieved in Barbados, and so known as the Barbados Agreements. So the opposition candidate that literally won something like 80%, kind of on the level of Nayib Bukele, but a brilliant engineer by the name of Maria Corina Machado, again, the Venezuelan opposition rallied around her, but she has been technically essentially disqualified by trumped up charges by the regime. So, well, you've got these trumped up charges that we trumped up, and thus you can't run.
Professor, so a detail about Machado.
Yes.
The reason I puzzle, if she goes forward in the election, Maduro has an apparatus to dominate that election and win. Is that a risk for him? Because Chavez could do that. Others could do it. You, if you control the ground game, you can have any result you want. Wouldn't Maduro win an election with Machado?
He probably could rig it through the voting machines, through access to the polling places and things like that. But it goes back to lessons, for example, the lessons of the Sandinistas in 1990 against Violeta Chamorro, where they thought they could rig the election, but the opposition was so popular.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just puzzled because we've seen that happen elsewhere. We have 30 seconds right now. Do you believe the risk to Venezuela is severe, or is Maduro daring Washington to put the sanctions back on? Or has he already assumed it? We have 30 seconds.
Well, Maduro essentially did not restore Machado's ability to actually run, and he's taken a number of other actions, including arresting some of the key people in her campaign. And so after literally months of telling Maduro, you need to live up to your commitment, you need to live up to your commitment, or we're going to reimpose sanctions, the Biden administration has begun to reimpose some of those sanctions. And so it goes forward with Maduro's coffers enriched and probably Machado not getting to run any elections. At least that's how it looks right now.
Professor Avenelis, The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.